It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. Here's an email directed at me from Patrick in Danville. He writes, I'm a WEKU supporter, and while I'm well to the left politically, I generally admire your station's programming and balance. An exception is your recent airing of Congressman Barr's comments after the Trump Care vote. Mr. Barr poured out a stream of Republican talking points praising the bill as a thoughtful and compassionate offering in the health care wars, without a hint of pushback from you. This bill was crafted in the dark with folks voting for it who never read it. The CBO had scored an earlier version. An estimated 24 million would likely lose coverage. This bill passed without a single Democratic vote. I don't expect you to join my team on this, but responsible journalism demands at least some questioning regarding legislation that affects so many millions. Try a little harder, please. That microphone is a privilege. And from the listener comment line, here is Laura.
Mitch McConnell's bill that's going to give the miners back their health insurance is a lie. He has not found new funding for them. I've read that that funding is going to come out of funds that were set aside for abandoned mine lands to be fixed up. I have not been hearing that on the news. I wish you would investigate that and start bringing that out. There is no new money there, as far as I know.
We're glad to hear from you. Write to us at any time at WEKU at eku.edu. Post on Facebook or send a tweet at 889WEKU or leave a voice message at 859-622-1657. Then tune in for listener feedback again next Monday morning at 649 or 849 or 533 in the afternoon during All Things Considered on 889WEKU.